Hello, I'm Stephen Goodwin. It's Tuesday, the 9th of September 2008, and welcome to episode number 27 of The Beer Crate, the podcast for ale lovers the world over. This is the fourth part in our special five-part coverage of the Great British Beer Festival. This week's episode covers Friday, where we'll be focusing on farmhouse cider and perry. And along with our quick tastings, we'll have our usual selection of news, festivals, and try before you die. So let's get cracking. News. And Magners are launching a 2.3% cider as Magners Mid Strength. It's currently undergoing trials in Ireland, but should appear in Tesco next month. It's currently targeted solely at the off-trade, and plans to adopt the responsible drinking tag in this sector of the market. Multi-packs are also planned. And Innes & Gunn, makers of rather fine beer from whiskey casks, are to be distributed through Marston's. This means a bigger sales force, and the beer's appearing in more pubs, in addition to the usual run of small off-licences and supermarkets. Drinker's Diary, and there are three festivals lined up over this week. The first is in Birmingham, at Aston University Student Guild Gloucester Green Aston. This takes place from Thursday the 11th of September to Saturday the 13th. And the Burton-on-Trent Town Hall at King Edward Place plays host to the Burton-on-Trent Beer Festival, running this year from Thursday the 18th of September to Saturday the 20th. And finally, St Albans Beer Festival is being held from Wednesday the 24th of September to Saturday the 27th. This is taking place at Auburn Arena Civic Centre in St Albans. One of the pleasures of a beer festival is the ability to try many types of cider. Where else can you find 20 different ciders and perry within a 50-mile radius, and not be offered dry Blackthorn, Strongbow or Magners? Well, there are other places, Somerset and Herefordshire spring to mind, but therein lies the problem. At the beginning of the year, I went on a short break to Herefordshire and Wales looking for beer, cheese and cider. While the beer and cheese were relatively easy to find, some of the cider farms seemed to delight in making themselves impossible to find. The only directions you're ever given are small street in a microvillage. Now, if you live in the area, you probably already know where the local farmhouses are, not if you're travelling in. Combined with the small roads and the lack of signposts and a village devoid of any life, make finding these farmhouses a complete hit-and-miss affair. Of the 20 ciders I wanted to try on my tour, I managed no more than 10. Amusingly, it was the bigger producers, such as Weston's, that gave the best experience. They put signposts on every entrance to the village and can't have cost them more than 50 quid, money that any farm would make back on the first couple of sales. While the other farms might have had a similarly good visitor centre with tasting area and array of cider, I never found them, so I won't know. Oh well, it's just my rant for the day. Quick tastings. In this section, we give a brief yet discriminating summary of a number of different beers from around the world. All have been personally tasted and graded. Naturally, everyone has different tastes, and these are mine, so your mileage may vary. Red Streak from Perry's. This is, despite the name, a single variety cider from Somerset. It's a 6% medium sweet with an intoxicating aroma. It's a solid drink without any harshness you sometimes get from ciders of this type, which makes it a good introduction to real cider. A well-deserved 8 out of 10 for this. Cider Lady's Finger from Hex. An amusing name for a less than amusing cider, from this usually good maker. This cider lady has a surprising vinegary taste and not as pleasant as the single should be. It's 6.5%, but on the basis of this tasting, I can only award it 5 out of 10. Blakeney Red, also from my favourite Hex. This one is a 6.2% perry and is a single variety using the Blakeney Red pear. This is a smooth, sweet and rounded drink with no sticky or sickly aftertaste. A very solid and very commendable 7.5 out of 10. Oldfield Perry from Oliver's Orchards. Another single variety perry. This comes in at 6% but is sharper and sweeter than the Hex Blakeney. It's still good, but for different reasons, and so with little to choose them, I award this also 7.5 out of 10. Ah. Try Before You Die. In this section of the show, we will cast a discerning eye over the best beers that this world has to offer. We shall mention its history, the brewery behind the beer, and why we feel this is a superior brew worthy of your attention. This week, Newton Court Medium Dry Cider. Newtons have a reasonably large range of different ciders, which vary, as most do, by the sweetness involved. This is governed by the amount of syrup they add back into the mix during the fermentation process. The medium dry is a rich orange colour, with a full body and a little more syrupiness than you'd expect for a medium, but the taste and aroma are both reminiscent of the farm, with a spice and sharpness at the end. Natural ciders of this type vary in strength, and I've seen this listed at anything between 6.5% and 7.5%, so let's call it a straight 7 between friends. Newton Cider and Perry is made at the Newton Court Cidery, Newton, near Leominster, by a father and son team of Tom and Paul Stevens. The orchards at Newton Court are all organic, some of the oldest in the county. Like many of the farmhouses, their cider can be bought directly, which involves a trek along a small road and standing around in an outbarn as tasters are drawn from the racked casks and plastic bottles are filled. It's lovely stuff, and that's why it wins this week's Try Before You Die. Okay, that wraps it up for this week. To give us a tasting of your opinions, you can email us on thebeercrate@gmail.com. If you prefix the subject line with two colons, you can be sure to avoid the spam filters. Remember to enjoy everything from the Beer Crate safely and responsibly, so you can be back here with us next week. Until then, cheers. Has been released under the Creative Commons Attribution, No Commercial, No Derivatives version. See www.thebeercrate.com for details.